In 1795, when young Daniel McGinnis stumbled upon a strange indentation on the ground of Oak Island, he could have had no idea that what he had just uncovered would turn out to be one of the most baffling of mysteries, a mystery that would remain unsolved to this very day. For many years, there had been numerous stories about Oak Island, the sort of stories that were bound to tug at the natural inquisitive impulses of the young and curious. Eerie stories of mysterious lights seen burning through the fogs that so frequently descended upon the area. Ideal conditions to mask the illicit activities of the pirates that were believed to have used the island for their own nefarious ends. Youngsters nearby were deterred from visiting the island by spooky tales of phantom pirate watchmen, the grisly remains of those left behind to guard their booty, and the chilling howls of the ghostly black hounds also said to roam the isle. Anxious parents would stress that two fishermen who had been foolish enough to investigate these sights and sounds were never to be seen again, almost challenging the youthful bravado of Daniel and his friends. The creaking remains of an old block and tackle swinging from a dark oak tree alerted him to the disturbed ground that marked the spot. Nothing so plain as a cross marked the spot there. The pick marks in the hard clay ground and the stone of a kind that was alien to the island were the first telltale signs that this was an enigma fashioned by strange foreign hands, and the layers of carefully laid coconut matting, another substance foreign to the isle, and putty were to suggest handiwork more akin to that of regal Egypt than the rough hewn hands of drunken pirates.